Countries around the world are reimposing restrictions to fight highly contagious new strains of the coronavirus. It's a bad omen for Southern Europe, where countries depend on tourism. Portugal now has curfews just weeks after opening to international travel. Those who work in the travel sector are struggling to adapt to the uncertainty. Joanna Kakissis reports.
Miguel Rodriguez co-manages two small hotels in Portugal's capital, Lisbon, as well as hundreds of vacation rentals around the country. He cannot stomach another summer with very few tourists.
Because last year, it's very hard, to be honest with you. I had to fire a lot of people.
Last year, Rodriguez had to fire 100 people, most of his staff. This summer, he was hoping to rehire some of them.
I thought that from June, the things will open and start increasing.
Rodriguez is now giving his staff the bad news.
Because they were supposed to start now, and I had to contact them and say, okay, I don't know what will be the future, so we are going to put this process in standby.
Eduardo Miranda, who leads Portugal's National Association of Vacation Rental Owners, calls this the new normal.
It's a little bit of a roller coaster, meaning ups and downs. So we have to get ready for everything.
Some rental owners, like Carlota Godinho, have already prepared.
There's no point of, you know, just going mad about it.
The pandemic forced her to close her rentals in Lisbon last year.
And immediately I started to plan, and I found out something very interesting. There's also a lot of people that are here working just for periods of time. So suddenly I said, oh, hold on a minute, let me adapt.
She tapped into a whole new market of travelers, remote workers, also known as digital nomads. Her rentals are now booked through next year. Portugal's lush archipelago of Madeira opened its doors to digital nomads in February with the help of remote working consultant Gonçalo Hall.
While the rest of Portugal, the occupancy rates were 0 or 10%, here it went to 100% in 1 month.
Hundreds of digital nomads now rent homes on Madeira, including Marie Toisson, a 24-year-old biomedical engineer from the Philippines.
Actually, right now I'm in my hammock overlooking the ocean.
She often spends evenings and weekends surfing.
My surf instructor, he was telling us that they were very thankful about this digital nomad community because these people are willing to pay for surf lessons, are willing to pay for tourist attractions.
The digital nomads live near the seaside village of Ponta do Sol. Jamal Kasim, a Canadian who works in sales for a German software company, spends evenings at the Old Pharmacy, a traditional restaurant with specialties like
Prego, which is steak with egg on top and fries. And I think everyone just reinvests their salary in the Old Pharmacy.
But digital nomads who are young, mobile, and highly educated by themselves will not restore the tourism industry, which accounts for about a fifth of Portugal's GDP. Luís Araújo, president of the National Tourism Authority, sees the pandemic as a wake-up call for sustainability.
We have to be very concrete with this. We have been working to reduce the pressure from our main destinations, spreading tourism through the entire territory, focusing in the entire year and not just on high season, that's for sure.
Miranda, who's with the Rental Owners Association, welcomes a future of more resilient tourism. But right now, he and many other travel professionals are scrambling just to stay afloat.
There's no business in the world that can cope with 2 years in a row without income.
And for Southern European tourism, the summer is the whole year. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.